Crusaders. With the growing success of the Crusade Channel and the many services activities there, many listeners may have forgotten that our founder still maintains and updates his site at MikeChurch.com. From the pile of prep, Mike's daily rundown of stories from the Mike Church Show, to cooking with the King Dude, barbecue, and original craft cocktail recipes, the King Dude truly is a Renaissance man. Mike's site is also home to the Crusader Knights of the Rosary. Stop by and say hello today by crusading over to MikeChurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, March the 5th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A former Secretary of State makes his marks known, a train crash in California, and a trial about transgenders. Henry Kissinger says Joe Biden should continue to put pressure on Iran and uphold the, quote, brilliant progress made by the Trump administration with Israel and the Gulf states. He said, quote, I think that one of the great successes of the previous administration was that they had lined up and that they had achieved two things in the Middle East. Kissinger, of course, is the former Secretary of State for both Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, and he made those remarks yesterday during a series of foreign affairs talks sponsored by the Nixon Foundation. The Trump administration late last year established normalization agreements between Israel and the UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco for their first of their kind in more than 25 years. The connections also strengthened Israel and the Gulf states' defenses against Iran, which the Trump administration sanctioned in an effort to slow the Iranian economy and halt the Iranian nuclear program. In other news, a cargo train derailed in the Southern California desert on Wednesday, sending more than 40 rail cars crashing into the sand. No one was hurt and there was no fire when the BNSF train went off the tracks near the remote Mojave community of Ludlow. Photos and video tweeted by the fire department showed train cars piled up along the tracks, some on their sides. A BNSF spokeswoman told the media that 44 cars derailed and one car carrying ethanol alcohol was leaking. A hazardous material spill was quickly mitigated, according to officials, and the crash happened about 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. Investigators are trying to find out what caused the crash. Finally, doctors cannot be forced to perform gender transition surgeries against their conscientious beliefs, argued attorneys for doctors and hospitals on Wednesday before the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Fifth Circuit judges heard oral arguments on Wednesday in Franciscan Alliance v. Cochran, the case of the federal transgender mandate. The mandate dates back to 2016, when the Obama administration interpreted a provision of the Affordable Care Act to require procedures such as gender transitioning and abortions to be available upon request. The 2016 mandate did not include conscious exceptions, thus forcing almost all doctors and hospitals around the country to provide gender transitioning procedures upon the referral of a mental health professional, regardless of their moral or professional opposition to doing so. Our quote of the day comes from St. Anthony of Padua. Christ acts like a loving mother. To induce us to follow him, he gives us himself as an example and promises us a reward in his kingdom. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was an Italian priest and professed member from the Order of the Friars Minor who hailed from the island of Ischia. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at MikeChurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-520-2000. 877-827-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary Collection at mychurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint John Joseph of the Cross. He was born August the 15th of 1654. John Joseph was very aesthetic even as a young man. He devoted himself, even at his youngest years, to a life of poverty and fasting. At 16, he joined the Franciscans in Naples. He was the first Italian to follow the reform movement of St. Peter Alcantara. John's reputation for holiness prompted his superiors to put him in charge of establishing a new friary even before he was ordained. Obedience moved John to accept appointments as novice master, guardian, and finally provincial. His years of mortification enabled him to offer these services to the friars with great charity. As guardian, he saw himself with no higher privilege and insisted on working in the kitchen or carrying the wood and water needed by the friars. When his term as provincial expired, John Joseph dedicated himself to hearing confessions and practicing mortification. He died on March the 5th, 1734, and John Joseph was canonized in 1839. This story starts at the very beginning. A longtime couple was shocked to discover that they were born side by side in the same New Jersey hospital 26 years ago. Courtney Mankin recently got candid on TikTok, sharing, quote, "the craziest coincidence that ever happened to her." The February 18th clip has since been viewed over 7.7 million times online. The bride-to-be has since shared more about the history that she shares, with fiancé Nick Manguso explaining that their mothers met at Kimball Hospital, now known as Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, in Lakewood many moons ago. Manguso popped the question in November 2020, and a wedding is planned for June of 2022. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.